Splicecast.
Good day, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Speak Solid Singlish.
Hello, hello!
We have a special workplace-tinged episode for you today, where we explore a reenactment of a work issue that involves the idea of skiving, contextually associated here with the word wayang. Scandalous, isn't it? I will assume the role of an HR consultant, and here with me to assume the role of the complainant is our Singlish expert, Alim. So, Alim, what seems to be the problem at work with this colleague of yours, Mr. John?
Yala, that Mr. John guy, walao eh. I explain the story to you, okay? He at work always wayang to bosses. You know what is wayang? It is slang for theatre or acting. But in this case, it is more to skiving.
What would the instances of this wayang be?
He will come to work late, and before anyone can pauto him, tell on him, he will find a way to treat our boss makan. Eh, I don't care you come to work late, you know, but we are in food service leh. One man shot during opening, whole day ops affected.
Interesting, I didn't know lateness could have such an effect. How long has this outrage been happening?
Very long liao lo, about 7 months already lo.
You do seem upset about this, more than anyone else. Tell me, has the general manager noticed?
Hola, GM too busy doing GM things what? Anyway, work it like this. You want to angkat, mas agaration ma.
Oh, hang on, pardon me. I don't quite understand you. What is the meaning of angkat and aggregation?
Oh, sorry. I keep forgetting you are not based here. Okay, see ya. Angkat is like carrying. So this case is a bit like curry favor to your superior. Aggregation is a bit like aggregation actually. It came from the Malay slang and Malay word agak. Basically, estimate or balance your angkat. You get what I'm trying to say, right? Curry favor boss once in a while lah. Not every day.
Thank you, old chap. I do understand clearer now. Do let me ask, has this affected your colleagues as well?
Well, most definitely, man. Because this John keep angkating, now he got promoted and there is work. Some of us will be let go in the name of cutting costs. First he late, now we all scared we all cannot retrench leh.
Retrenched? No wonder. I understand your concern now.
Hey, I don't care if you want to uncut boss until company close, but now I sian to go to work. I'm only a cook, got no power, man.
Sorry, what's sian?
Sorry again. Sian means exasperated. I hope you can excuse my tone. The more I think about this Mr. John, the more I keep shouting.
Please, you don't have to apologize.
Appreciate this many. Anyway, so how? What is your next step?
Rest assured, we will have a chat with HR and ensure that the right measures are indeed taken. That said, I cannot promise you any end result for now, but I hope you can take it easy and go about your job as you've always done.
Can la, thank you la. Wahseh, feels really good to be able to speak to you.
It is my pleasure, Alim, and thank you for trusting me to give a listening ear. We'll update everyone very soon.
Steady! Thank you!
And that, friends, concludes this Wayang at Work episode. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey, and I'll see you in the next episode of Speak Solid Singlish. Thanks for listening to Speak Solid Singlish, a special mini-series from the Hear Hear podcast. My Singlish guest was Shaiful Rizan, who also wrote this episode. Check out the show notes for more information or visit our website, hearhear.show. Catch you on the next episode.